Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting third. The center fielder, Dave Philly. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gus Zerniel. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Billy Hitchcock. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Tipton. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam Zoldak. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Sam Zoldak. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting second. The center fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting third. The right fielder, Sam Mealy. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Hector Rodriguez. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Bud Stewart. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Marv Grissom. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Marv Grissom. And now, play ball. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost strikes out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain takes first base on ball four. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fain moves to third. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is called out on strikes. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Lawler to Fox covering second. The throw back to home, and Fain is out at the plate. Philly moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grissom fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock takes first base on ball four. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Suter for the out. Hitchcock moves to second. Two outs. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stewart. Tipton reaches second base with a double. Hitchcock scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Sam Zoldak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zoldak is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics won, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Hector Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into right field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Tipton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Juiced is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Juiced is 0 for 1 in the game. Juiced hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stewart. Juiced reaches second base with a double. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Fain hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Juiced moves to third. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a pop-up, foul, down the third baseline. Rodriguez races for the ball and makes the catch. There goes Juiced. The throw to the plate, and Juiced is out, for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Marv Grissom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grissom hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hitchcock fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Zaldak scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fox for the out. Grissom moves to second. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoso hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0 for 1 in the game. Zerniel is called out on strikes. One out. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0 for 1 in the game. Vallo takes first base on ball 4. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Vallo. The throw from Lawler and he is out, Carrasquel applying the tag. Two outs. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mealy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Hector Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hitchcock fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rodriguez. The throw from Tipton and he is out, Suter applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 1 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Tipton strikes out. Two outs. Sam Zaldak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zaldak is 0 for 1 in the game. Zaldak hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 1 in the game. Stewart hits a pop-up towards third. Hitchcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel hits a line drive towards short. Juiced catches it and throws to first to double up Lawler. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Juiced is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Juiced is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Juiced hits a fly ball into center field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fain hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rodriguez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Marv Grissom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grissom is 0 for 1 in the game. Grissom hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zerniel. Grissom reaches second base with a double. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into right field. Vallo picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Vallo. Vallo fumbles the ball. That's an error on Vallo. Grissom scores. Fox moves to third. That run is unearned. It's Athletics, 1, White Sox, 1. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 2 in the game. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zaldak fields it and has Fox trapped. Zaldak throws to third, and Hitchcock tags Fox for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Minoso. The throw from Tipton to Suter and they have Minoso trapped. The throw over to Fain, who applies the tag for the out. Two outs. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Mealy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hitchcock fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox won. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 0 for 2 in the game. Zernial strikes out. 1 out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Vallow hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Vallow. The throw from Lawler and he is out, Carrasquel applying the tag. 2 outs. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hitchcock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 2 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops it up and throws to first, with Zaldak covering, for the out. 1 out. Hector Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 2 in the game. Rodriguez hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Philly. Rodriguez reaches second base with a double. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lawler is walked intentionally. Hal Brown pinch runs for Schirmlaller. Phil Massey pinch hits for Bud Stewart. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey strikes out. 2 outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hitchcock fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Phil Massey now catching. Ray Coleman now playing left field. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Tipton hits a fly ball into right field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Sam Zaldak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zaldak is 0 for 2 in the game. Zaldak hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Fain hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Coleman. Fain reaches second base with a double. Joost moves to third. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Marv Grissom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grissom is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Grissom hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Philly. Grissom reaches second base with a double. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 3 in the game. Minoso hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Mealy is walked intentionally. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tipton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0 for 3 in the game. Zerniel hits a fly ball into center field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vallow for the out. Two outs. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hitchcock hits a fly ball into left field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Hector Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 0 for 1 in the game. Massey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Coleman moves to second. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 3 in the game. Suter hits a fly ball into left field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Tipton takes first base on ball 4. Sam Zaldak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zaldak is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Zaldak bunts towards third. Rodriguez fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Marv Grissom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grissom is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles. Grissom hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 4 in the game. Minoso hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zerniel. Minoso reaches second base with a double. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Mealy is walked intentionally. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-4 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Minoso scores. Mealy moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 2, and Philadelphia Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.